So this is a project supported by Cotton Incorporated. Many of the pathologists in the Southeast were working on Target Spot and being funded by Cotton Incorporated. So we all got together and designed a regional protocol so that we could try to understand Target Spot and the impact on yield and the benefit of fungicide across different environments and also across years. And this is our first year of data for this project. So Bob's talk and the talks by Austin were good background for my talk, so I won't do too much background. But Target Spot is caused by Cornespora cassicola, and it's an emerging disease of cotton in the southeastern U.S. There's a lot of variability, as Bob explained, and it's variability across years, within years, across geographic locations. But we have some information that suggests that disease development is really driven by moisture and high temperatures. And so that was part of the reason for wanting to do a regional project, so we could have different environments where we're looking at the same treatments to see when and where we get a fungicide response. So leaf drop defoliation is really the part of the disease that has a lot of impact on yield. And there can be really rapid defoliation in certain cases. And high levels of premature defoliation can result in yield loss. So several years of studies in throughout the different states in the Southeast have suggested that in the presence of Target Spot, that fungicides can slow down disease development. It doesn't stop the disease, but it can delay defoliation and protect yield. So the objective of this regional project was to evaluate the effectiveness of different application timings. So we had single and two application fungicide programs of select registered and candidate fungicides with different modes of action for managing Target Spot. And then we also were looking at yield response and link quality. So this, as I mentioned, is a multi-state project. These are the different states that are involved in the project, but the ones with the asterisks, which are Virginia, Louisiana, Georgia, and Florida, are where we actually had successfully carried out the trials this year. And some of the other locations, they had some issues or the protocol wasn't done exactly the same. So I'll just be presenting data for these four states, but I'll also mention a little bit about what we saw for the disease in other areas. So this is just kind of a summary of Target Spot observations in different states in 2014. And so the locations marked with the orange markers, that's where we actually had the regional trials for the data I'll be presenting today. And the yellow markers are just some other locations where we have some information about Target Spot. And so I have indicated here the planting date, the date of disease onset, and the maximum injury due to the disease as a measurement of percent defoliation. And so this maximum injury was, most of this was late in the season. These ratings were, I think, mostly taken in October. So we did see quite a bit of defoliation, but it wasn't necessarily early on. You can see the dates of disease onset. A lot of places we didn't see it till late August, early September, and depending on the planting date and the development of the cotton, in most locations this was fairly late in the season, and we didn't really get a lot of defoliation until we were probably past the point of where there would be significant yield loss, which I'll show some data to demonstrate that. The experimental design was a full factorial randomized complete block design. We had two varieties, Phytogen 499, because that's thought to be highly susceptible to Target Spot, And we were also looking at Delta Pine 1137. We wanted to compare two varieties and if they have any differences in yield response and yield overall. There were two fungicide application timings, either a single application at first bloom or an application at first bloom followed by a second spray 14 days later. And we have five different fungicide treatments, so an untreated control plus four different fungicides. We had Headline, Top Guard, Preaxor, and Quadras. And you can see the different fungicide chemistries. They included different modes of action and classes of fungicides. So data collection included scouting for disease onset, and once disease was observed, there were biweekly ratings of severity or incidence, or both, and defoliation. And so we were able to look at the area under the disease progress curve for both the disease and the defoliation. And then we took yield at the end of the season. We also did some scent samples for link quality analysis. We don't have that data analyzed yet. And also looked at, have some bull rot data, but that also we haven't analyzed yet. So these are the statistical analyses for the different locations. You can see the different factors. We have the fungicide, timing, variety, and all the different interactions between the factors. And overall for disease severity, both the percent leaf area with lesions and percent defoliation, in most locations, we primarily saw a variety effect. So there were differences between the two varieties in disease development as measured by the area under the disease progress curve and also final severity and final defoliation. In Georgia, we did see a significant effect of fungicide on the area under the disease progress curve. For both the disease and defoliation, and also final severity and final defoliation. We also had a few fungicide by variety interactions for defoliation in Georgia. And then in Florida, there was a fungicide effect, but only for final defoliation. So this is a comparison of disease development over time in the different locations. So the orange line is percent defoliation, and the dark blue line indicates Cornespora severity. But I'd like to point out that for Georgia, they actually did a rating scale that we converted to percent incidence. So these aren't directly comparable, but you can still see disease progress over time. Another thing I wanted to point out is, and this will be important later, was that Georgia actually had less defoliation and less disease overall compared to the other some of the other locations, but it was actually the only place where we had a fungicide response. Okay, so as I already mentioned, fungicide influenced disease development only in Georgia. And I just wanted to point out again the different planting dates and fungicide application dates compared to disease onset, because this might have something to do with where we did not see a fungicide response. So in Virginia, Louisiana, and Florida, there was quite a bit of time between the first fungicide application and disease onset. And this may have been important. Also, it may have been that the growth stage of the plant's disease onset, the plants were more mature in these three states compared to Georgia. We suspect there's something about the timing of the fungicide application in Georgia that resulted in this being the only location that had a fungicide response, And you can see that there really wasn't a huge difference in maximum defoliation at the four locations. And in fact, Georgia was the lowest overall. These figures are showing the disease incidence and also defoliation over time for the different fungicide treatments. So the top blue line, that is the control, and you can see all the different fungicide treatments resulted in lower levels of both corn espora, target spot incidence, and defoliation. And again, the fungicide applications did not affect disease progress at the three other locations that were tested. The main effect in this study was variety. That's where we saw the biggest differences in disease. And so here you can see for the four different locations, the difference between the phytogen 499 and the delta pine 1137. And it's pretty consistent that we saw more disease and more defoliation in phytogen 499 compared to delta pine 1137, which is what we expected. So there were some fungicide bivariety interactions in Georgia and Louisiana. So we see more of a response with phytogen 499 in Georgia with the fungicide application, and also a slightly different pattern of what was most effective. So we saw the greatest reduction in target spots or defoliation in phytogen 499 with the headline, and however, with the other variety, the DP 1137, there was a greater reduction with the Preaxor, and the headline actually wasn't significantly different from the control. And in Louisiana, we saw that for DP 1137, we had the lowest severity with Quadris applications, but with phytogen 499, Preaxor was the most effective. Okay, so what we're really interested in is how this disease is impacting yield. And so we were looking at the different fungicide chemistries and timings and how those impacted yield and disease and the relationship between the two. But for the most part, we only saw a variety effect for this year's studies in Virginia, Louisiana, and in Florida. We did have a significant fungicide by timing interaction in Georgia, and I will show that data. So this is the different yields for the two varieties by the different locations, and overall phytogen 499 yielded better than 1137, even though it had more target spots. Though this wasn't the case for all the locations, but that was the general trend. And this shows the fungicide by timing interaction in Georgia. So basically what we found was that two sprays of headline were significantly different from the control and also had significantly higher yield than the two sprays of Topguard, but there were no other significant differences. But so overall this indicates that that two sprays of headline were most effective at protecting yield from this disease. So our conclusions are that, well, we found that corn espora target spot onset and severity varied among the different locations where we had our trials. Disease severity was generally higher on phytogen 499 compared to delta pine 1137. However, phytogen 499 yielded consistently higher. Fungicide applications did not impact disease development or yields in Virginia, Louisiana, and Florida. However, though the levels of disease were relatively low in Georgia compared to the other locations, fungicide applications did affect disease progress and resulted in a slight yield response. So we're going to conduct this study a second year with perhaps some slight modifications to the protocol to standardize how we're rating the disease, and also maybe doing something more to look at how timing is really influencing the impact this disease has on yield. And we're also going to, with the second year of data and hopefully more locations, be able to look at how the different environments are really affecting the development of disease and how much yield benefit you get from applying fungicides. So with that, if there's time, I can take questions.
One quick question.